Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you for an opportunity to hear the word of God again. The entrance of your word, the Bible says, gives light. And we want to ask, Lord, that that light will shine in our hearts this morning to bring, you know, the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Let it bring, O God, revelation into our minds, and let it empower us today for greater things in the name of the Lord. We give you all the praise and glory, and we ask that the Lord be glorified in the message of the Lord this morning. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I want to exhort us a little bit. I won't take very long today, but I want to preach on formula for success. God's way. Amen. Amen. Now, this is formula for success. God's way. And I have the formula and it works. You know, so I know it works. You know, so may not be what you're thinking about, but you pay attention to this message and the Lord is going to bless you. Amen. So that's formula for success. God's way. Now, I'm going to start here in the book of Psalms. So turn with me to the book of Psalms. I'm going to start at Psalms, the first chapter. And let's see what the Lord will have for us today. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The psalmist said, Lord, I rejoice at your word, at the hearing of your word, like somebody that found great spoil. You know, he was always excited. It was like he won the lottery or something when he heard the word of God. You know, so folks, you know, you better rejoice at the word of the Lord. This is the man to whom I will look, said the Lord, he that trembles at my word. You know, so let's see what the word of God says. Psalms chapter 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. So we see right away three categories here that God doesn't want you to have a part of. Don't be a part of any of this. You know, don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. That is in the ways of the world. Don't do things like the ways of the world. Young people, listen to me here this morning. Don't try to be like the world. Amen. And don't follow any of those stuff you see on television, Hollywood and all that stuff. Those people don't have God in their lives. You know, you follow the word of God. Amen. Amen. And don't, you know, he said, look, blessed is that man that doesn't follow the counsel of the ungodly. You know, the counsel of God never works. The ungodly never works. Even, you know, blessed is the man also that doesn't stand in the way of sinners. Don't complain with them. They don't know what they are doing, you know. And don't sit in the seat of scornful. A lot of people in this world, you know, as cunning at the word of God, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and until they repent, they are also rejected. You know, but you know, the Lord's, you know, grace and mercy is reaching out for people to repent. Amen. Amen. Now, for the man that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, that does not stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night, he shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, and that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Can you say amen? Amen. Now that's the formula for success right there. Whatsoever he doeth, this man, anything that he lays his hand on shall prosper. Why? Because he doesn't follow the ways of the world. You know, he doesn't company with those that scorn the Lord, but his delight is in the word of the Lord. And in his word does he meditate day and night. And the word does not depart out of his mouth. He speaks only what God says, not what he thinks, but he speaks according to the word of the Lord. Now, that such a person, the Bible says he's going to be like a tree that is surrounded by fresh water. You know, I mean, he's going to bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither all year round. It's going to be an all year round planting. You know, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now turn with me also to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. Listen to this. And I will start at verse 7. Here's what the Lord said unto Joshua. Of course, you know, many know the story how Joshua, the Lord called him after the, so Moses, the servant of the Lord, died. And the Lord said, well, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, it's your turn to go up and take these people in. And he said to him, be strong. Let me start at verse 6. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto these people thou shalt divide the land for an inheritance, that I swear unto their fathers to give them. Now verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Now, I'm going to speak about that a little bit today. That thou mayest observe. Now that's the key part of my message. Thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. That's all the word of God. You know, in this case, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee, turn not to it from the left or the right, and so forth, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. So, in observing and being sure to keep the word of the Lord and not turning from it to from the left to the right, the Lord promises that you will prosper whithersoever you goest. Amen. And this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then, when you observe to do according to all that is written in the word of God, and when you do not let that word depart out of your mouth, but you meditate on it day and night, then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Can you say amen? Now, this is the God's formula for success. Now, God has a lot of prescriptions for many things. In the book of James chapter 5, he said, look, is any man, you know, merry, let him sing psalms. That's his prescription. If you are sad, let him pray. He doesn't say when you are sad, go get a gallon of ice cream and sit down and begin to eat it. That's what a lot of people do. God said, if any man afflicted, let him pray. Amen? Yeah. Praise the Lord. And if you are sick, he has a prescription for that too. Call for the elders of the church and let them anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. Lay hands and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. So this is his prescription for success right here. This is God's own formula for success. If you want to be successful in anything that you do, if you want your way to be prosperous, here's what you must do. You must not stand in the way of sinners. You must not sit in the seat of discomfort. You must not follow the counsel of the ungodly. You know, they have many ways that they think that they are going to achieve success. No, true success, true greatness, we've preached on that before. Real greatness is from the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And real success, good success, and that, you know, that you may have it, it comes from the Lord. Now, this is the one that God classifies. He puts an adjective before that success. He calls it good success. Not just success, but good success. Now, everything that the Lord does is good. Amen? Amen. The Bible says he has made everything beautiful in his time. You know, he looked at his work that he created and he said it was good. So, when God says something is good, it is good. Amen? Now, that's how you do it. Meditate upon the word of the Lord. Have, you know, your mind on the Lord and so forth. Observe to do according to all the word of God. You cannot pick and choose, folks, the word of God. You can't pick the one you like and then the one you don't like. That's the problem with a lot of church folk today. They pick out what they like in the word of God and then speak what they don't like. That's not going to work. You know, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 8 and 3, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Praise the Lord. That's every word. Hallelujah. Now listen to this. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Now, a lot of people can recite this verse and quote it, but most people are doing exactly the opposite. I'm going to tell you why in a minute. You know, let's look at the verse. You know, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things that you need, because the Father knows you have these needs already. All these other needs that you have shall be added unto you. God's going to take care of it. But you must seek, you know, this is the way that God always has things. You know, he always said, you do this first and then this will happen. Elijah, by the word of the Lord, he said to the woman, he said, but, you know, that's okay. You know, the woman said, well, I only have, you know, this small piece of flour and everything, and I'm going to bake a bread and I'll eat it and my son and I will die. That's it. We got nothing else. Elijah said, that's okay. You know, but you go make me a cake first. There's nobody dying today. Amen. Amen, folks. Say, I've got news for you. Nobody is dying today. You go say as you have said, but you make me first. Now, she went and did according to the word of the man of God. And Elijah also, he did according to the word of the Lord when the Lord told him to go to a certain place. You know, so you must do according to the word of the Lord. You can't put the cart before the horse. You know, most people are putting the cart before the horse concerning this scripture. Most people are seeking first all the things they need. Then when things are good, then they come and give the Lord the praise. You know, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. You know, I've heard people say, well, you know, why don't you come to church? Well, you know, I don't have time right now. I got to work two jobs. I got to do this. I got to do that. Why not making light of the people's needs? But it is vain, saith the Lord, for you to sit up late, rise up early, only to eat the bread of affliction. That's vain. Because the Lord, he will give you rest. And he will give you good success. If you know how to follow this message here today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, it is not by the jobs that you do or the jobs you don't have. You know, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches. Not according to your job. Not according to this and that and so forth. But according to his riches. But first, you must put the Lord first in your heart. Amen. You must absolutely do that. You know, some people say, well, I don't have time, you know, and so on. You don't have time, you know, for the Lord. Are you kidding me? You know, the Lord, he can call your time just like that. Then where will you be? One man, he said, well, you know, I've done well for myself, you know, and I want to do even better. You know, so I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, well, I'll pull down my barns and then I'll be even bigger ones and so forth. I'll build even bigger ones. And I'll say to my soul, soul, take your rest, take your fill, do all of these things and so forth. And the Lord said, thou fool, tonight your soul shall be required of you. Then where shall be all those things that you have laid up? You know, so the person, there are many people that the Bible calls fools in the Bible. Some of them are the man that has said there is no God in his heart. Psalms 14 and 1. He's a fool. And this one also that has taken God out of, you know, his daily life and all the things and his drive for success. This man is driven for success. He wants to build bigger barns. He wants to do all of these great things, which is wonderful, but he has taken God out of it and God calls him a fool. Amen? Thou fool, tonight your soul will be required of you. Then where will you be? You know, so when you take God out of the picture and you pursuing all of these things, God says, thou fool, you know, you better return to me, saith the Lord. You know, and seek me with all your heart. Hallelujah. Now, so God said, you know, that, you know, we should seek the Lord first, the kingdom of God, the things that have to do with God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto us, you know, and so forth, you know, so, and, you know, the message that we hear, you know, in the churches today, you know, a message of prosperity and so on and so forth has nothing to do with the word of God at all. You know, the word of God says, put God first in your life. Not, you know, all these other things and so forth. And some people actually think they try to measure, you know, how favored they are with God because of, you know, affluence or things that God is blessing them. Those are just things. Amen. Those are things. And they will pass away with the using thereof. But one thing will stand. And that's your relationship and your stand with God. Amen. That's the thing that you're not going, nobody's going to take any of those degrees, any of those accolades. Nobody's going to take those things out of here. You know, the only way, you know, when we stand before the Lord, you know, you're going to stand, you know, and the books, Bible say, will be opened. And then the Lord will say, well, you know, what did you do? And so forth like that. And the Bible says nobody will be able to say anything but say, Lord, how true and righteous are thy judgments, O God? That's all they will be able to say then. So now is the time to seek the Lord. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Now listen to this. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18. Now, when the Lord is blessing you, when the Lord is doing good things in your life, he wants you to remember that it is the Lord, you know, that does those things for you. Now remember, he says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant with his swear unto thy fathers as it is this day. You know, most people sometimes forget, you know, praise the Lord. They forget that. You know, and we've preached on this before. You know, I preached before and I told you how God chose Abraham and said, I will make you a great name. God is the one that makes people great. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can try to make yourself great. It's not going to work. The people at the Tower of Babel in Genesis 11, they try to make themselves great. God said it's not going to work. I'm going to scatter them and bring confusion. But then right in the next chapter, he said to Abraham, you know, he picked Abraham point blank, said, I will make you a great name. Hallelujah. Because he already said, God had this testimony concerning Abraham, in case you're wondering why God did that. God said, I know Abraham that he will command his household after me. God already knew that man. God knew that once the man got revelation of God, you know, God called him out of the land of all those, you know, Chaldeans and so forth who didn't know anything about God. But once he began to understand the Lord, God knew that the man was going to follow hard after the Lord. And there is reward for that. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So it is the Lord that's going to make you great. Now, those of you that are in business and so forth, whatever it is that you are doing, whether you are in school, business, work, or whatever, remember this, it is the Lord thy God that gives you power to be great upon the earth. Amen. There is nothing great on this earth except by the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. All the things, in fact, the Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 16, that all the things that are highly esteemed among men are an abomination to God. You know, all those things that people think are so great, they are abomination to the Lord. You know, only the thing that God calls great is great. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, if you are wondering if that's really in the scripture, you can turn to the book of Luke chapter 16, and let me read it to you in verse 15. And in case you're wondering, say, well, is that really in the scripture? Sure it is. You know, here's what he said. You know, in Luke chapter 16 and verse 15, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Now those things, accolades, money and affluence and, you know, stuff like that, worldly greatness, not the kind of greatness from God, worldly greatness that people think is high and so forth. The Bible says that's an abomination in the sight of God. It means nothing. It means absolute nothing to God. The thing that means something to God is what's anointed by the Spirit of God. When it has the word of God, when it is originated from the word of God, and it's anointed by the Spirit of God, and it brings praise and glory to God, then it's called great in the sight of God. Amen? Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Now, I want to give you this verse here. In Isaiah chapter 48, turn with me to verse 17. Now, no matter what you get from this message today, I want you to understand this as well. In the book of Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 17, listen to this. He said, thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teaches you how to profit, which maketh you, leadeth you in the way that you should go. So one thing I want you to know from this is this. This is exactly the same concept that the Bible talks about in Proverbs chapter 3, wherein he says from verse 5, he said, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. You see, the trouble with people is, you know, they're always trying to do things by themselves. Well, that's okay for people who don't know the Lord. Well, it's not exactly okay, but that's the way they are anyway. You know, but for people of the Lord, do not lean on your own understanding. But in all your ways, acknowledge him. And follow his directives. Follow the blueprint that God has already laid down. You want to be prosperous in your life? This is what you should do. You know, follow the ways of the Lord. Seek the Lord first. When it is time to go to church and the things of God, you don't be dragging yourself out of bed at 10 o'clock in the morning when you're already supposed to be at service. Seek the Lord first. Hallelujah. And put him first in your heart and so forth like that. You know, and I tell you something, folks. Even the things that are, you know, you may say, well, you know, I don't see any reward right now. Well, God has the books and they are being written. And I tell you something, there is nothing that God ever spoke that he forgets. So if he says it, he'll make it good. Amen. Yeah. You just be faithful to the word of God and the blessings will be coming. Now, so it is the Lord that will teach you how to profit. It is the Lord that's going to teach you the way that you should go. Even Psalms 32 and verse 8 says the same thing. I, the Lord, will instruct you. I will guide you with my eye. And I will instruct you in the way that you should go. Even in the night seasons, when men sleep, the Bible says God seals the instructions in their hearts. You know, folks, let me tell you something. When your ways please the Lord, when you're doing the things of God, God will take care of your business. Amen? Amen, amen, folks. You know, you may sleep and he'll put an idea in your mind. He'll seal the instruction in your heart. When you wake up, God will have something new for you to do, you know, and so forth like that. And when that idea becomes, and when it blossoms and it becomes something great, then you remember the Lord. Remember that it was the Lord that gave you, you know, success. Amen? Praise the Lord. So the way for you to do those things is don't lean to your understanding, but trust the Lord with all your heart and so forth. You know, acknowledge him in all your ways. Do the right thing. Follow his ways and keep all his ordinances, and then thou shalt have good success. Now, but here is also another secret which I want to show you today, and especially for you young folks. Listen to me, folks. All you young people in the house this morning, listen to this. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 29. Proverbs 22 and 29. Now, when I was a young man, I loved this scripture. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? You know, he shall stand before kings and not before mean men. You know, the Bible even says in the book of Romans chapter 12, say, be not slothful in business. You know what a slothful man says in the book of Proverbs? Oh, there's a lion in the streets. I can't go out today. It's raining. Why? You know, they don't want to do anything and so forth. They're just lazy. You know, laziness has no part in the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen, folks. God has no part for that. Be not slothful in business. If you see a man that's diligent in his business, you know, at the end of the days, he will stand before kings. That means God will promote him. He's not going to stand in the company of mean men. He will stand before kings and so forth like that. In the book of Lamentations, chapter 3 and verse 27, it says, look, it is good. Put it up, the scripture, please. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. That means while you are young, do the hard things, because you will reap the reward later on. But if you are lazy, sit around, watch television, play video games and so forth all day long, you are setting up yourself for failure. Amen? Praise the Lord. I think the parents need to get rid of those things from their homes. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Because that's a time waster. It's full of devils and so forth. It does no good for any of those kids. Now, you pay attention to the word of the Lord. And you do all you can at school or business or wherever you are. If you are diligent in all your ways, the Bible says you will stand before kings and not before me, men. Look, folks, sometimes people pray, you know. And what you should really be doing instead of wasting time praying about things when you are not following God's ways is follow God's ways. If you follow God's ways, there are some things you don't even need to pray about. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Jesus said in John chapter 8 and verse 29, I am not alone. My Father is with me. Why? Because I do always those things that are pleasing in his sight. Now, so Jesus didn't need to pray that the Father should be with him, because the Father is already with him, because he is doing those things that are pleasing in his sight. Now, if you are doing the things that are pleasing in God's sight, you don't need to pray that God should be with you. He will already be with you. Amen. Jesus said, we will love him and we will come and make our abode with him, for the man that loves me and keeps my sayings. Amen. So there are some things, you know, what you need to pray about is, Lord, open my eyes that I may follow your instructions. Don't need to worry. Don't play for the blessings. You don't need to. Those are automatic. If you do the word of the Lord, the rest is automatic from the Lord. Amen. You know, but you know, you can pray all you want. If you don't do things according to God's ways, you're just wasting your time. You need to do according to God's ways. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Turn with me to that book of Lamentation. I want to read something else to you there. Lamentation just after Jeremiah and chapter 3. I want to read something else to you. And let's find out some wisdom from the Lord here this morning. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Verse 37. He said, who is he that saith, and it comes to pass, when the Lord has not commanded it? The things that God has commanded, it's already in motion by his word. The Bible says God sent his word, and great is the company that publishes it. When God already gave the word, he has angels to make sure that those words that he has spoken comes to pass. It's as simple as that. You know, but you can be commanding stuff and doing stuff according to God's word. You are just wasting your time. It is not going to come to pass. Amen. Praise the Lord. So who is it that commands anything, you know, and it comes to pass when God has not commanded it? It's not going to happen. You can keep saying it and wishful thinking. It's not going to bring it to pass. You do according to the word of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. To the law and to the testimony. The Bible says in Isaiah 8 and 20, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. You know, so, you know, if you're doing something that is contrary to the word of God, there is not going to be any light in that thing. The thing that you must do is do due diligence. Amen? Yeah. Now, remember the message, three seasons, do, do, and do. You have to listen to it on the website. You know, but you must do your part. You know, the part that you must do here is be diligent in your ways. And then trust the Lord with all your heart. Follow hard with the Lord. Don't choose the Lord with half of your heart. Don't follow the Lord half-heartedly. Don't follow the Lord with half of your mind and so forth like that. You know, God has no pleasure in fools. You know, you follow the Lord with all your heart. You do the best you can and so forth, and the Lord is going to bless you. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now listen to this in Psalms 44 and verse 3. We want you to also know that success also comes by the favor of God. The favor of God, that's how it comes in your life, you know, and so forth. And we've preached on these things, these topics before, and I'm putting it all together for you here this morning. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them. So when God's favor is in your life, you know, that's when the blessings will come. Now, the favor of God is in your life when you are following the word of God. It's as simple as that. You don't need to pray for the favor of God. You just need to pray for grace for you to follow the word of God. If you follow the word of God, the favor of God will automatically follow you. Praise ye the name of the Lord. In fact, the Bible says, are not his angel spirits that he has sent forth to make start to the heirs of salvation? You know, and so forth like that. So God, you know, he knows how to make things happen for you. You know, when you are keeping the word of God, as it is written in the book of Psalm 103 and verse 20, it is written, he said, bless the Lord, O ye his angels that excel in strength, hearkening to the voice of his word. That's Psalm 103 and verse 20. That means the strong angels that God has put in position, you know, they hearken to the voice of God's word. They are doing God's bidding. They are doing God's word, you know, and God says, well, you go down there and make sure that my daughter, you know, what she's believing for comes to pass because she's following my ways. Amen. Amen, folks. Amen. Says the same thing about you, you know, if you are following his ways and all that. Now, you don't want God to say, well, who's going to go down there and make sure that person doesn't get what they are believing for? You don't want God to say that. But what you want is, who's going to go down there today and turn the tables on the favor in favor of my daughter? Amen. That's right. And he says that to the angels all the time. Who's going to go down there? And he said, you go down there, make sure that this thing comes to pass that they are believing for, because they are following my ways. Move all the mountains out of the way for them and make sure they get the victory. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's right. God knows how to do these things, you know, if we follow the Lord with all our heart. Now, I want you to let you know something, that, you know, it is not what we, you know, acquire in life, you know, and so forth. The Bible says a man's life does not consist of the abundance of the things that he possesses. You know, so it's not what you acquire, you know, how much stuff, you know, what kind of car you drive and all of these things. Even though we do speak, we're not talking about those things at all. You know, those are things that God will bless you with. Praise ye the name of the Lord. But that's not things that you should be pursuing. Some people are always pursuing after those things. Well, I'm going to drive a better car than X and Y because they are driving this car, so I'm going to drive that car. They're wearing this kind of dress, so I'm going to wear that kind of thing. You know, and so forth like that. You know, they are foolish, saith the Lord. Because he said they are comparing themselves, but among themselves they are not wise. You know, so God doesn't want any part of that. You know, but the Lord, the true blessings of the Lord will begin to shine in your life. Praise God. When you begin to serve the Lord with gladness, When you begin to follow his ways and do the right thing, you know, what is righteousness? Righteousness is doing that which is right in the eyes of the Lord. Not doing things the way of the world. So I'm going to turn full circle and come back to the first verse that I read at the beginning of this message, which is Psalms 1. Psalms 1 says, don't follow the ways of the world, you know, but delight in the word of the Lord, and so forth like that. And then you take that and plug it into Exodus chapter 15 and verse 26 and see how he says, look, he says, you must do these things. You must hearken. Put up Exodus 15. He said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and do that which is right in his sight. So I love this scripture because it talks about doing what is right in the sight of the Lord, not in the sight of the world. Don't doing things the way people think. You know, even Paul said, look, if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of the Lord. You know, not doing what people think. How many people are you going to please? Can't please everybody. But doing what is right in the sight of the Lord. That is what righteousness is. Folks, little children, the Bible says, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. So don't think that you can't be righteous. Righteousness is doing what is right in the eyes of the Lord. And how do you do that? Following the word of God. Jesus said, look, right now I'm judging no man, but I have one that will judge them on the last day. The word which I have spoken will judge them on the last day. So if you go up against this word, you will be broken without hands, saith the Lord. That's right. You cannot go up against the word of the Lord. The Bible says one time, you know, the Antichrist and so forth will go up against the Lord, but he'll be broken without hand. You know, this rock, this stone, you know, if you fall upon it, you know, willingly, well, that's good. But if he falls upon you, it will smash you to nothing. You know, so you better fall upon the Lord. Praise the Lord. And how do you fall upon him? You call upon the Lord. You come to him and you do what is right in the eyes of the Lord. Now, if you want to prosper in your ways, if you want to have good success in all that you do, we've laid it out for you today. Due to lack of time, I didn't go into all of the details. I just gave you the headlines. You know, for you to be successful and to prosper in your ways, you must do what is right in the sight of the Lord. You must follow the ways of God. Now, it's not an overnight success. It's not necessarily a get-rich-quick program, you know, but it is something that can stand the test of time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You stay the course with God. You know, don't turn loose after one day. You know, some people do something and say, well, the Lord hasn't blessed me, so they turn loose. Well, he that puts his hand into the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. When you put your hand in the plow, you stay right there. You stay with it. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, so do all you can. Do diligence to do all you can. You know, that's for you young people. You are a student, you are in school, you are in starting out business and so forth like that. You know, and don't worry about challenges and difficulties. You put your eyes on the Lord. Amen. He that observeth the winds shall not sow, and he that looks at the clouds shall not reap. Because they're saying, well, it's going to rain, so I'm not going to do anything. If you're looking at all the challenges, you're not going to get anything done. You put your eyes on the Lord. And if you put your eyes on the Lord and do what God says in his word, he will come through for you. Can you give the Lord a hand clap here this morning? Praise ye the name of the Lord. Let's stand to our feet here this morning. Praise the Lord. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Amen. That's in Lamentations 3 and 26. You know, wait in the Lord. Wait upon the Lord, I say. Wait upon the Lord. You know, you do the right thing concerning God's word, and God will fulfill his part. Praise the Lord. You know, in fact, the word of God cannot be broken. You know, what God has spoken in the beginning, what he said, you know, till this day, it's the same. It stands still. He said, sun and moon, you stand over there. You give light over the day. You give light over the moon. Till this day, it's just like that. The Bible said they looked to the Lord and they were enlightened. The sun and the moon, they get their brightness from looking to the Lord. Amen? Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. You know, and God, if God had commanded all these things and put all these things in place, you know, can you imagine? You know, all these things. Till this day, he's put everything in place and everything is still working, like he said. So you believe the word of God, everything that God has said, he will do if you believe it. Amen? And you do your part. Now, some people say, well, you know, I'll believe it when I see what God will do. No, you do what God said first, because he's already done his part. He's already gone to the cross. It's kind of like people, you know, that want, you know, that are still living in sin and so forth, you know. And if you need salvation and so forth, you know, your life is still upside down as far as the grace of God is concerned. You have not accepted this grace of God in your life. You know, and you're still waiting for God to do something. God's already done his part. He's already gone to the cross, sent his cross, you know, son already. So you need to take the grace of God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, and also the grace of God is already being given to us for anything that we are doing in life. You just need to receive that grace of God. The wisdom of God speaketh on this wise, that there be children of God in here today that will hearken to the word of God. But there be others that will harden their heart. But the word of God will do them no good, said the Lord, if it is not mixed with faith in your hearts. So let the word of God be mixed with faith in your hearts. Praise the Lord. Now I'm gonna ask anybody to come forward this morning, but wherever you are, all over this auditorium, I want us to lift up our hands. And I'm going to ask the Lord. The Bible says there is coming a time, and I believe that now is, that I will write my law in their hearts. And I will take away the stony hearts from them. And I will put my spirit within them. And they shall be my sons and daughters. And I will be their God, saith the Lord. Now, Lord Jesus, by the Spirit of God, by the pen of fire, write these words into the hearts of the people this morning. That they may understand, you know, how to have good success. And how to have, you know, prosper in all the things that they do. And I wish, above all things, that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. So Lord, let your people understand this today. Remove the scales from our eyes. Now, if you've been lazy before, don't be lazy anymore. Amen. Praise God. You know, walk with your own hands, you know, work hard, do all these things and so forth, and then God is going to bless you. God has a blessing just for hard work alone. You know, he said, look, that a man should enjoy, you know, do well, the gift of God and so forth. It's the gift of God. You know, God will bless you when you do good and all that, you know, and when you do well, you know. But more importantly, when you follow his ways. And if you follow his ways, you will find that his ways will lead you to tell you to not be lazy. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
A little folding of the arms and a little sleep and a little slumber, so shall their poverty come like an armed man and so forth. You know, so don't do that. Don't be lazy. You do all you can, you know, and you trust the Lord, and the Lord is going to bless your heart. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, do not lean to your understanding, but let the grace of God lead you in your ways. And God, who teacheth you to profit, he will show you the way to go. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Put your hands together for the Lord here this morning. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. Now, there you have it. So there should be nobody in the house today that will say, well, I don't know how to get good success, because we told you already. You know, you trust the Lord with all your heart and you do all you can for the Lord, and the Lord is going to meet your needs. He's already set things in motion and he's watching over his word to perform it in your life. You know, praise ye the name of the Lord. But do not be weary in well-doing. Don't serve the Lord 2 days and then quit on the Lord. You must stay the course. And you must continue till the very end, because it is he that continues till the end that shall be saved, the Bible says. Not just the person that starts the race and quits along the way, you know, but the person that stays true with it and so forth like that will get the crown. You know, so, you know, that's the message today, and we praise the name of the Lord. Now, I want to also let you know that when you are struggling, when you are trusting the Lord, he will give the increase. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God has a way of giving the increase, and he will give the increase. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, Lord, let the light shine upon our ways in Jesus' mighty name. Let the goodness of the Lord order our steps in Jesus' name. The Bible says the steps of a righteous man are ordered from above. God will order your steps. Amen. Amen. Now, God is going to bless you, but you must be in the right place to receive the blessing. And God knows how to order your steps to the right place. You know, that's a message for another day. But God will order your steps if you are trusting the Lord, and He will bless you. Praise the Lord. There's a lot of blessing for the people of God, and it is yours for the taking if you will take God at His word. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's put our hands together again for the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.